You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Bradley Campbell. Right now, all the glass you put in your recycling bins ends up being treated like trash. It's due to a bill passed last year at the State House, and since its inception, around 13,000 tons of glass have been buried in the landfill. But the Rhode Island State Director of Clean Water Action, Jamie Rhodes, thinks there's a law that could correct this problem. It's referred to as a bottle bill, and he joins us this Sunday to tell us just what it is. So, Jamie, a bottle bill, what is it?
Well, Bradley, thank you very much for asking me to come in here today to talk about the bottle bill. A bottle bill is an opportunity for consumers to pay a redeemable 5-cent deposit on the beverages that they purchase here in the state of Rhode Island, or where folks are doing it right now in Massachusetts and Connecticut right next door. Once a consumer drinks their soda or their orange juice in the morning, they get a chance to take that bottle back, get their 5 cents back. It's a way for us to increase the amount of beverage containers that we're recycling here in the state and to also make sure they're as valuable as possible.
How successful is it at getting bottles returned to be recycled?
Well, right now, up in Massachusetts, they have recycling rates for beverage containers around 70%, while in Maine, they're looking at 86, 88% from some of their most recent studies. So in comparison to our 30% rates, I would have to say they're doing pretty well.
So how long has Rhode Island tried to implement such a law? Because these things have been around in other states for quite a long time.
Right. The first initial push to do bottle container deposit laws in the United States really happened back in the 1970s. But here in Rhode Island, our most recent attempt was in 2008, where our current, at the time, Senate Majority Leader Teresa Piva-Weed introduced a bill to bring a container deposit here to Rhode Island. What we got out of that was a study commission to look at whether we should do a container deposit here, and adopting the recommendations has ended up how we got single stream recycling.
But no bottle bill.
But no bottle bill. And still, even then, when this proposal was put out, we weren't recycling our glass either. We were using it as daily cover at the landfill. And we were doing that up until the bill last year that you mentioned. And now we're not even using it as daily cover. We're just landfilling it.
Jamie Rhodes, you're a leader of an environmental nonprofit. And I'm wondering why you believe a bottle bill is a good idea.
So one of the reasons why we are having glass be landfilled right now is that it's not clean enough. If you're to sell collected glass to a recycler, they want to be as pure as possible so they can melt it down and form it into new bottles. But right now, because it runs through the recycling facility out in Johnston, it gets contaminated with wet paper, with wet cardboard, with other materials, and it's just not as valuable when it's mixed with other materials.
And I've actually seen it, and it almost looks like this mixture of confetti and thin, almost sand. That's mm-hmm. kind of the product, really kind of a dirty quality.
Absolutely. While in our neighboring states, both Connecticut and Massachusetts do have bottle bills, because the consumer is given an incentive to bring their bottles back in their clean form back to the retailers or to redemption centers, it gets segregated from the rest of the recycling materials, which when sold to a recycler, they say this is perfect. This is exactly what we want to purchase to turn into fiberglass, to turn into new glass cullet, and the valuable material that it turns into.
What are the prospects of a bottle bill moving forward this year at the State House?
Up at the State House, in my conversations with some legislators, has been focused on, first off, what can we do to correct the problem of having our glass be landfilled? Because that really undermines the public trust in our entire recycling and collection system. As far as moving towards a container deposit, a bottle bill here in Rhode Island, there's a lot of barriers for the amount of money it would take that would need to be invested into creation of redemption centers and the infrastructure it takes to bring it back. I think it's a possibility to bring up the idea once again. So the economics of a bottle bill was what stopped it back in 2008. Two key points to bring out of that is that the study that came out failed to account for the fact that the state or the Rhode Island Resource Recovery would keep the money of unreturned deposits. They didn't account for this in looking at what a system would look like, so it made it look more expensive than it really would have been. In addition, they used a number of assumptions that our retailers in Rhode Island would lose business up to the tune of $12.5 million, but failed to substantiate why that would happen, given the fact that our neighboring states have bottle bills at this point. So there's no reason to think that consumers would drive over the border to pay the same exact fee on a bottle that they would pay here in Rhode Island. So I think the economics makes sense to drive this potential policy this year. But there's a number of outstanding questions about how does this affect retailers and how do we develop and invest in redemption centers?
Jamie Rhodes, the Rhode Island State Director of Clean Water Action, thanks so much for joining us this Sunday.
Thanks, Bradley. I appreciate you having me here.
And you're listening to Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.